for KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. Francisco Juarez was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 6 months old. He's a senior at the University of Utah. He's also one of nearly 10,000 undocumented immigrants in the state who benefit from the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, better known as DACA. We asked Juarez to come in and share his story this week after the Trump administration announced plans to end DACA.
I actually remember when my mom told us about being undocumented. She had recently gotten an interview to work at a jewelry store, and she was all happy because she could finally work at a place that didn't consist of her cleaning bathrooms or serving fast food. And I remember going with her, and we stayed in the car. She went out and was working with the paperwork and all that good stuff. And then she came out crying. And then at that point, I was really confused as to why she wouldn't get the job and what was going on. And then she let us know that we were undocumented and that she was unable to work due to her legal status. And that...
How old were you?
I think I was 7.
How did you react?
I was really angry. I remember telling her that I didn't see the point in trying in school or doing things. If I did everything right, I still couldn't benefit from anything. And my mom told me that she was scared to tell me because of that, but that something would eventually like the system itself would be fixed at some point in time.
She was optimistic.
Yeah,
at that point.
She was very optimistic. So she was like, look, you can't let this discourage you. I mean, if anything, use this, like this anger as fuel. Use it and be productive.
Tell me about this week, how you watched the decision of the Trump administration about DACA.
So I was in the library, but I was alone in a corner, and I just had my laptop out, and I was watching it live stream online. I was like, come on, because I know that it started a little, like a minute or two later, and I was like, I need to get to class at 9:10, process analysis class, I can't miss that. And then he started speaking, and immediately he said, we've chosen to rescind DACA. And I guess I was kind of in shock. I didn't necessarily get emotional, but shortly after I was angry.
You tapped back into that anger.
Yeah, to some extent. But I understood that it happened and that we needed to move forward. So like always, I was like, just use that as fuel to continue to move forward.
Have you felt emotional since that announcement?
I catch myself tearing up every now and then. For example, in my business law class, we're talking about executive orders, civil versus criminal law. And I mean, that all correlates to immigration and whatnot. And I just, sometimes I choke up. I haven't necessarily cried. I think about my parents being deported all the time, more than me. I mean, because I'm under DACA, right? I think that's like a safety net there, but I catch myself all the time thinking about if I go home today, are they going to be there? Or I'll call my parents out of the blue just because I get this feeling in my stomach, and I'll say, like, are you guys okay? I saw something on the news, or I just got this feeling. Where are you? Stay indoors. Like, I'll send them information about what to do if ICE comes knocking.
All of that sounds enormously stressful, and especially because you're a senior, and you're an honors student, and you're doing all this work, and you've got all this fear for your family, and now for yourself. How do you live with that stress?
I suppress a lot of it. I can't constantly be thinking about the fact that my parents might be deported. That's why I'm saying when it does happen, I reach out, but I try not to think about it. And more than anything, I try to focus on the fact that I'm lucky enough to be here. I'm lucky enough to be a college student. I'm lucky enough to have these scholarships. I'm lucky enough to have a loving and caring family that I can share anything with. I focus on that more than on what could happen, just because that's what helps me get through the day.
Francisco Juarez is a senior at the University of Utah. For KUER News, I'm Julia Ritchie.